I don't know if you've ever read any detective stories. I've read lots and lots of them. Usually, they start on a rainy day when nothing much is happening. And then, suddenly, there's a horrible, ear-piercing scream because somebody has discovered a dead body in a lonely field. Then the detective comes in and is very grumpy, and everybody, even the great-great-grandmother, is a suspect. In fact, usually the great-great-grandmother ends up being the murderer and shows the detective where she's buried half a dozen other people. Then it's the end of the story. I have to tell you, real life is not like that. This story starts in the playground on the morning of a teacher's strike. I'm very sympathetic to teachers, though I know some people aren't. It must be terrible being a teacher. Worse than being a coal miner, but at least you're above the ground and you don't get covered in black soot, just chalk dust. Anyway, the teachers were having one of those strikes they call a meeting, so it doesn't put people off. It was all about something or other to do with how many children is too many. All the parents were supposed to keep their children at home until 10 o'clock when the meeting would be over. Well, some parents did because they want to be nice to teachers, and some parents didn't because they think there are too many holidays already, and some parents forgot all about it, like mine. To be fair, it wasn't only my parents who forgot, so did I, and so did Griselda. Griselda is my little sister, and she's a pretty hard case. But my mother told me I have to be nice to her, or she will grow up to be a psychopath. So I do try to be nice, and I was trying that morning when we forgot all about the teacher's strike. Griselda had got up early, looking for something interesting to do. First, she decided to practice waltzing Matilda on the recorder, only she doesn't know it, and my father yelled out from the bedroom that he was going to smother her with a pillow. There's more than one potential psychopath in this family. Anyway, Griselda stopped playing the recorder and took out all the fruit and vegetables from the fridge instead and put them in the washing machine. This was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and she was looking for something even more interesting to do, so she put some soap powder in as well and turned on the washing machine. Then she went to watch our pet mouse going round and round and round on the little wheel in its cage. Now, Griselda is nearly 7 years old. I could tell you a lot more about the sorts of things she does, but because this book is called How to Be a Great Detective and not How to Cope with a Psychopath in the Family, I won't go into too many details. But by the time the sun rose, my mother was gasping and my father was screaming and Griselda was crying. My teacher said you have to wash the fruit really well. I could tell my father was about to say something uncomplimentary about Griselda's teacher, and it wouldn't be the first time. It was all giving me a bit of a headache, and I was worried they were going to make me help clean up, so I grabbed my bag and Griselda's bag, and I grabbed Griselda as well, and I shouted, "We've got to go to school or we'll be late!"